Now imagine running a marathon every day for 104 days straight. So no breaks, 104 days. That's what amputee athlete Jackie Hunt Brugmar achieved over the weekend, passing the world record for the most consecutive marathons run by a woman. And it's my pleasure to have Jackie join you all the way from Arizona this morning. Welcome to RN Breakfast and congratulations.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on the show.
What was it like to finally stop running on Saturday after doing 104 marathons in 104 days? I mean, I love running, but this is next level.
Yeah. It felt amazing. I was so emotional when I finished because I wasn't sure if I'd actually get that far because it's grueling doing it for 104 days. And I was surprised my body held up so well.
It's amazing. Do you feel more sore now than you did while you were actually doing the marathons?
Funny enough, I do. It's the weirdest thing, and I think it's you kind of, while you're busy with it, your body has accepted that, well, you're going to hurt, so your mind just says, well, we're just getting on it, and it becomes a new normal. And now that I've stopped, I'm like, oh, that actually really hurts, and I'm like struggling to get out of bed, which I didn't. I kind of feel like I wasn't struggling with that when I was actually busy running.
So why did you decide to have a crack at the world record?
To be honest, the previous record was stood by an able body, and I wanted to see as an amputee if I could do it. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to give it a try and see what happens. And I'm a very big believer in that we're capable of so much more than what we think we are. So I just love pushing limits and just kind of pushing boundaries and showing everyone, well, you can get out of your comfort zone and you can do hard things. You just need to try.
To beat the world record, you needed to run 102 marathons. Why did you add an extra couple at the end?
I like to round things off.
Yeah, I get that.
So I added an extra two to kind of finish April off with a marathon because I'm like, yeah, I can't finish like not the end of April. So I kind of just carried on with another two. I know it sounds really silly, but...
No, but you've also made it hard for anyone who wants to beat your record now because you've kind of like upped it
exactly.
A little harder.
Exactly, that's... I like good competition, but I kind of want to be a little bit ahead. So I'm like, you know what, that might give me a good standing.
Okay. What was the fastest time that you got? And did you get slower or faster over those 104 days?
Oh, man, my times kind of varied quite a bit. My fastest time I did in about 4 hours 20. The whole thing with this was that I was kind of pacing myself so I didn't injure myself because I feel like when you're pushing your body a little bit harder and you're going faster, you're more prone for injury. So I wanted to make sure I get to the 100. Well, when I started this, my goal was 100 marathons. And so I just wanted to make 100% sure I kind of got there. I mean, I had some, and I must say the hardest marathons were the ones where I was running like 5.5 hours. Those were brutal. And it's because the weather kind of impacted it quite a lot. And in Arizona, we were hitting 104, which is so hot and there's not much shade. So you kind of slow down automatically. Those were quite tough.
Yeah, that would be tough. So when I run and I just can't, I don't run at any level like you do, but, you know, I dabble. I listen to electronic pop music. It's a thing because I feel like it just really pumps me up. Do you listen to music while you're running?
I do. I listen to like and I need something that kind of pumps me up. That just kind of keeps me kind of in a rhythm and keeps me going. I mean, there were days where music was annoying me. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does.
I just got a little bit tired of it and I just needed my own headspace because I was like, I'm just trying to fight with every ounce just to get through this marathon. And it's just like, yeah. And then on days like that, it's weird. You kind of zone out a little bit and you just kind of take the environment in a little bit and you look around and stuff. It was definitely, this whole challenge was so mental more than physical. It's hard, like knowing that, well, today you're going to be on your feet for like 4.5 or 5 hours. And it's like, oh my goodness, it's kind of, you're seeing the same sights. You're seeing the same people go past you and just, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine it gets, that sort of sense of monotony. 20 years ago, you were diagnosed with a rare type of bone cancer, and within 2 weeks, your leg was amputated to save your life. Tell me about your recovery, because it was, I understand, a long, long time before you decided to take up running.
That's correct. And for me, it was kind of weird because I went in, got the diagnosis, and then and it was Ewing sarcoma I had. And at the time when they diagnosed you, they're like, well, okay, now we're going to get you to see a specialist. And within a few days, I had an appointment with a specialist, and he broke the news. Well, yes, you've got this cancer, but the only way to save your life is to, you need to have your leg amputated. And you kind of then, you're trying to survive, but you're also trying to deal with the fact that you're going to look very different. And you're now, at the time when I had my leg amputated, you are put in a box as you're going to be disabled now. So it's okay, you're probably going to be in a wheelchair. It was very much, there was a whole stigma around becoming an amputee, and it was a hard pill to swallow. Because I wanted to be normal. I wanted to be like everyone else. And I went through a spiral of where it was a lot of denial. I was like, I'm not an amputee. And I covered everything up. No one actually, if you didn't know me personally and you didn't know my personal story, you wouldn't know I was an amputee, because I just covered it all up. I just didn't want to know about it. And so for me, that was the mental struggle that I kind of went through, that I had to accept what I was going through. So there was a little bit of elements of where I went into a bit of a depression, and it was just because I wasn't accepting what happened. And with running, and I only took up running 6 years ago, and it was basically because, again, I was being stubborn, and I'm like, I need to do something more with my life. And I took up running, and my only regret is that I wish I had the ability then to kind of take it up a little earlier, because from a mental point of view, it really helped me. It helped me accept my body, accept me. It makes me feel incredibly strong and powerful. And now I'm proud to be an amputee. I'm like, look at me. This is what I can do. This is what this body does, the way it looks. And it's just incredible. And so I'm hoping my journey will kind of inspire other amputees that go through the same, that maybe they take up a sport, or it doesn't have to be running, because obviously I know not everyone loves running, but I just know it had changed me so much that I just hope that others will kind of follow, that you have that process a lot earlier rather than waiting that long.
Just incredible. So what's next for you? Another world record, or are you just going to go and just have a little sit down, just a little relax?
Well, I'm taking 2 weeks off. So I've said, and I'm struggling with it because I'm on day two of rest day, and I'm like, I really want to go back running. It's like so weird. And then I have Moab 240. It's a 240 mile race out in Utah. A trail race, absolutely gorgeous. I've got that in October. So that's kind of the plan, that I kind of take a 2 week break and then I'll start training for this race.
You are a legend. And it's been such an absolute pleasure to speak to you. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you. And thank you for having me on.
Jackie Hunt Bruschma is the unofficial world record holder for the most consecutive marathons run by a woman, clocking 104 races over 104 days.